In the meantime, we have Cam from Southbound Records.
Hello, hello.
Hey, good morning. Cam.
Hello.
And you've got some records, some new records that are out.
I do.
Yeah.
I have some brand new records that are out today,
in
actually.
In your hands.
In my hands.
The shiny packaging.
Brand new Orbital to the Brown album. Damn. So excited that this one is finally out. Half speed mastered as well, so it's going to sound great on double vinyl. 1993, I think this one originally came out. And you, Millie, were just saying that you're a big Orbital gal.
I love Orbital, and I actually pre-saved this release on Spotify, and like even looking at it, I'm kind of fangirling.
Yeah, I mean, streaming it's like 4 hours long or something like that, because it's like an expanded edition.
Massive.
This one not quite 4 hours long, but it has everything, you know, that you need on the album. But yeah, really, really great. Obviously duo from England. Some incredible kind of like slow progressing electronic music that, you know, just goes really well.
I feel like not enough people appreciate Orbital. They're like, I don't have 10 minutes for a song. Look, man, slow down. Open your ears.
We were just talking about, what's that? Halcyon On and On?
Yes.
That one. Yep. We were just doing a bit of a deep dive off here, and it potentially was in a couple of movies, and I think that one's got like some insane numbers on Spotify.
42.5 million.
Yeah. And that one's on this album. So, you know, again, another great, great one to have.
So what's new on this album? Because it's a mix of old and new, isn't it?
Well, it's like a re-release of their second album.
Right.
And again, this one's half speed mastered, so it's going to sound like really, really good on vinyl.
Oh, beautiful.
This would be like the best way you could listen to it now, on physical anyway.
Mm.
Again, on streaming, I think they released like some extra tracks.
I
think it's like remixes and live performances or something like this, but this one is just the double LP, and it's got, you know, everything that you need from the classic Orbital era.
It's all you need. That's gonna be such a good one to just kind of like put on and just, you know, lie on the floor and just
completely.
What does half speed remastered like mean?
Speed means it was cut, so it's cut half the speed of what it was originally cut on vinyl. So it's kind of like it's a little bit more intricate, and it can kind of get more in the highs and the lows of the grooves. Yeah.
Right.
Usually kind of you're getting a much deeper sound out of it, a much richer sound out of it if it's half speed cut.
Oh, I see.
Beautiful. Yeah, that one's going to be really, really great to listen to, and that's on the shelves today, Southbound.
Great.
Woo! Well, let's have a little listen. Let's have a little listen. This is Impact, The Earth is Burning from Orbital. I could have listened to all 10 minutes of it.
So good, eh?
Incredible. So good.
So good.
And, all right, what's next?
Anastasia. We got next, which is being released on a smaller label called Drink Some Water, which is a newer label, 2022, I think it started.
Oh, cool.
Also has Yaya Bay on there. And she's got a new album coming out like next week or maybe the week after or something like that. Wow. So
groovy.
Bring it to her.
Yeah, and they're dropping at the moment, so that's very exciting.
Yeah.
Anastasia is this is her first album, and it's just been released today. So that's, you know, a privilege to hold this one.
Damn.
This is pressed on red vinyl, which is, you know, very cool. She has a very, very Tracy Chapman-esque voice. She kind of has like that vibrato. You can like really feel. It's very emotional when she sings, and it's very like pluck on the heartstrings type music. This song I was just listening to on the way down, came out this morning, a little bit more of an upbeat one, but a really kind of like soft, beautiful introduction to her sound.
Yeah.
This one's called stunning.
Overflow.
Yeah, this is Overflow.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Mm. Oh yeah. Beautiful. Put your cup out in the rain and watch it go. Quarter full, half full, to overflow. Everybody wants to know the child prodigy, but who's saving speech with the goldfish in a cage? I'm going down to the water and know, feed myself to feel full. I lay my brain off the hook, I set it all before, write it down, it's yours. Beautiful. Oh, that track. Was stunning.
Beautiful.
Oh my
Anastasia,
gosh.
Overflow. So the album's out today.
Today, yeah. Today. Brand new album. Very come and fresh. Grab it. Yeah, come and grab it. Southbound Records.
Boom. Top of Simon Street.
Pick it up.
Up red, next to TY's Bikes.
Red vinyl. Is it like red hot vinyl? Like red, red?
Red or? Clay vinyl is what it says. Oh. What that means. We shall see.
You'll find out. You'll find out when you buy it.
Yeah. The last one we've got here is Budos Band. Their brand new album as well.
We were just talking about the front cover of this.
It's wicked. It's like
it's so cool.
Lightning striking a wizard's staff.
It's pretty
but maybe
awesome.
Maybe like not. We were just saying like maybe doesn't match the vibe.
Not
of
the vibe. Yeah.
Like a really great album cover, but you know they're kind of like. Would you say they're kind of like heavy Kurungbin?
Yeah,
I feel
they
like that's
are like
kind
a
of like how I would
Kurungbin.
Think of them with like El Michelle Zafir, like production kind of thing. And they've got those like horns, which are very like, very soulful. And they were on Daptone, I think.
Yes, they were.
And this is their first album not on Daptone. This is on Diamond West, which, again, is like a change up for them because I think everything else has been released on Daptone. They were doing stuff with like, Sharon Jones and and the Dap Kings and now I guess they're off on their own label adventure, so
changing it
would
up.
Would you say it's a bit of a change like in their sound, or is it still
I think it's if you like the previous Budos Band's records, you would still, you know,
still
be really into it.
Yeah.
I think it is quite similar in that sense, but definitely, you know, as throughout their albums they've definitely kind of evolved and you know, kind of adapted with what the sounds are of today. And what we were saying before about that Orbital track being featured in a movie, this one, Budos Band have also been like quite heavily featured throughout The Bear. So if you've ever watched The Bear, you've probably heard them and not even really noticed, but they're probably in your brain already.
Yeah, right.
Oh my
You'll know
gosh.
It when you hear it.
Oh yeah, you'll know it when you hear it. A lot of these tracks are really recognizable. Like this one, for example, the single's been out for a little while now.
Overlander.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like something that could be in like a heist movie or something.
Totally.
It's giving heist.
Or The Bear, I guess.
Yeah. Or a hard out kitchen. Yeah.
I haven't watched The Bear. I might have to now. I love Budos Band. Oh, this is good.
Real good, eh? Those horns are so good.
Oh, yeah. We'll be right back.
That was so cool.
Oh, that was epic.
Someone here is saying 80s cop show vibes. 100% agree with that.
Totally.
Yeah. It's giving chips. And so all of these wonderful records you can pick up from Southbound.
You can. Yep. We're up the road up on Simon Street by T.Y. Spikes
up
in the big blue
today.
Building. Come say hi. Grab yourself either the Budos band, Anastasia, Orbital, or anything else.
Anything that tickles
your tickling fancy.
Your fancy.
Also, you know, a lot of other releases coming out today. And we always post a little new release reel on our Instagram, so check us out there as well if you want to see what else is on the shelves today.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you so much,
Thank you so much for
that
having me.
That was from the crate.